the Raising Up Podcast. I'm Heath Cole, flying solo again today. I hope you're doing well. We are in the midst of a very lengthy pandemic, and so I'm doing this from home, and I am adjusting somewhat badly to the new normal, but I'm trying to record some podcasts and talk about a few things that are going on. So today we're going to be talking about how your family lives its life, how it engages the world. And so as a family, the question is, do you have a spirit of gratefulness? Do you tend to focus your time and energy on being grateful for what you have? Or is your family centered on looking at everybody else and what they have and being somewhat jealous of everybody else's stuff or accomplishments or, you know, whatever? Because as human beings, we're not really built to be covetous all the time of other people. We do much better with gratefulness, but it's really difficult to create a family environment that focuses on that. And during a time when things are restricted and we don't have our normal mechanisms for doing things and we can't just go out to eat whenever we want, there is a tendency to have a real struggle with staying in that grateful spirit. And then we start to look and look at other people and be jealous of what they're doing. That's not healthy. Being grateful for what you have is a far more wholesome endeavor than being worried about what you don't have. And our kids learn that from us. You know, when I was younger, I didn't always understand how to be grateful, but I did understand how to look at other people. And the thing for me growing up in high school and stuff like that was other people's vehicles and shoes. I was a little bit of a jealous sneaker guy. There was cool sneakers and I didn't always have them. And I had to really look at repositioning myself so that I could be grateful for what I did have. And I didn't want to pass on to my kids this idea that looking around at everybody else and comparing yourself to them all the time was healthy. And that was all fine and good. And then all of a sudden, you know, we have Instagram and we have all of this social media where everybody is comparing their lives all the time. And it can get very depressing to go on social media and just sit and be completely immersed in everybody else's awesomeness. The other part of that story is that on social media, that's not really real. That's snippets of information, little clips, little pictures of time that are meant to portray the absolute best possible set of circumstances and minimize any of the negative side of that. And that's not realistic. And I'm not saying there isn't real social media out there. What I'm saying is that we are looking at a snippet in time of somebody else's life and then not knowing how to process that. We sometimes get covetous of that, or, oh, I wish I was on that vacation, or I wish I had that car. Well, that doesn't really help our souls, and that doesn't really help who we are as people. And our kids doing that or learning how to do that from us doesn't really make them healthy. And pretty soon you've just got a whole family that's just filled with people that are begrudgingly looking at the world and wishing that they were somebody else, wishing they had a different job, wishing they were in a different family, lived in a different state. There's no way happiness can emerge out of that. But on the flip side of that, if you can look at the world and say, this is the thing I'm grateful for today, or these are the five things I'm grateful for today, and really focus on saying, I'm going to focus my energy, my mental focus on what it is that fulfills me today instead of what doesn't fulfill me, you change your whole psychological outlook on things. You start looking for things to be grateful for, and that gratitude kind of folds in on itself, and you become more inclined to look for more things that are feeding your grateful spirit. I oftentimes kind of minimize the little things, and that's a bad habit that I have to work on all the time, but little things happen all the time. Our middle daughter graduated from UNM recently, and it was so cool to see her with this really high GPA and take the classes she wants and do really well. Our other daughter is starting at UNM this fall, and it's really an unknown world right now. We don't know how it's going to look. She's not sure about this whole Zoom call college thing, and neither am I. I don't have a frame of reference to help her on that, but I do know that I am grateful for the fact that many of the people at UNM, many of the people that she's interacted with, have really taken the time to try very hard to ease students through this difficult transition into something that they don't really know what's going to be like. And I appreciate those people. They really understood from a month ago or so going into this that they needed to really soothe those students into being okay with what's going to be happening next. And they've done a great job. I'm not always thrilled with everybody at every college, and I'm certainly not one that spends a lot of time being grateful for the environments I'm not in, but watching my daughter kind of navigate going to college, and my other daughter who just graduated take a semester off, and then she wants to pursue a master's degree, but she said, I'm not sure I can do this whole thing via electronic teleconference, and I can understand that. So she can take a semester and really, really look at her options and see where the world's at. And I'm grateful that she has the strength to say, this isn't right for me right now. I don't want to leave too much of it, but I do want to come back to it in 6 months and see if I'm in a better place. Hopefully she'll be able to support her younger sister as that goes on. And all of this going on, and our oldest daughter's out in California, and she's doing well. Her and her husband are out in San Diego, and I am grateful that they are happy and healthy. We got to go out there for a week recently and spend some time with them, and just being around them was a whole lot of fun, because they're adults, and we can hang out and talk like adults, and walk on the beach and go get stuff to eat. And it was just really cool. Being grateful for all that stuff means I'm not sitting around saying, oh, I wish I had a better relationship with my kids, and I wish I had a better relationship with my son-in-law. No, I'm grateful for the relationship I do have. I'm grateful for the time I did get to spend. We were dealing with the shutdowns of a lot of things, and so my son-in-law and I would go get food for everybody in the evenings, and there was time we got to spend. It was just him and I, and that hasn't happened in a long time, so it was fun to just have those conversations. I'm grateful for that time I got to spend, and when I spend my energy and focus on being grateful, I find that I become much happier and more positive as a person, and I look for more things to be grateful for instead of focusing on the fact that I'm frustrated about, the shutdown of a lot of things, and I'm worried about the impact on the ranches, and I'm worried that fundraising is going to be difficult over the next 6 months, and that can all be really, really negative and really, really hard on me. And if I turn that around and say, man, we had some really generous donors that decided to help us out through the end of our fiscal year, which ended in the end of June, and our fundraising hasn't taken some of the big significant drops that other people have, and I'm really thankful for that. And if I keep myself in that place, I'm much, much more functional as a person. And I try to pass that along to my kids. You can do the same thing. You just have to set up time with your kids to talk about what you're thankful for. This can be a drive to school. This can be a drive to get something to eat. This can be something you do every night when you're about to go to bed. You just say, tell me what you're thankful for today. These are little things that can make a big difference, and you can create this habit of gratefulness. And what you'll find is that covetousness of other people kind of disappears when that gratefulness is built. And so I encourage everybody to remember that gratefulness is one of those things that you can start at home anytime, and you can make a habit out of it anytime you want to. And it is a habit that pays dividends forever. And so I appreciate you joining us on this episode, and we'll be back again next week with another one. Appreciate your time.